96 and 103.9 FM.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Yes, hello, a very warm welcome along to Sunday Breakfast with me, Donna. And over the last couple of weeks, you may remember, we've been hearing from the Diocese of Truro about its efforts to try to get people to reduce, well, in fact, all of us, to reduce our household's carbon footprint by 40% during Lent. Carbon Fast has been adopted by all the South West Diocese. And with us in the studio, I'm delighted to say now, is Lucy Isaacson, who is a climate change scientist. And Lucy, you've been running weekly sofa sessions in Truro Cathedral. We heard a little bit about them last week. They sound amazing. And apparently they're all about helping people and advising people what they can do to actually reduce their carbon footprint in small ways, really.
Good morning, Donna.
Lovely to have you here. How are they all going?
They're going really well. It's a really interesting concept. Basically, just to have the time to have half an hour on a sofa and have a chat with a cup of coffee. You find that people don't really have time to chat about climate change. They don't want to. For a lot of people, it's something that's frightening or something that they don't know about or boring. But to enable them just to have a few minutes to have a chat, quite often, after a few minutes, they'll say, gosh, I've never thought about these things. I've never worked it out. So the idea is just to have that half hour time to have a chat about it.
That sounds great, actually. You're right. When you think about climate change, though, it's sort of something over there. It's so huge that we think, oh, let's leave it to somebody else because there's nothing I can actually do myself. You know, this is such a huge thing that actually the world needs to get behind and needs to change. But actually, what can I do myself? So this is fantastic because there are steps people can take.
That's right. It's great. And people start to work it out for themselves. I don't have to tell everybody that comes. They start to work it out themselves. They start to think about how much carbon and pollution we put in the atmosphere that's then held there, that creates, is partly to do with some of the weather that we've been having. And they start to work it out for themselves and explore. And then when they realise we're using our cars too much, or we're using oil too much, or we've got too much packaging and all our food is travelling down the A30, they start to work it out for themselves. But also as a backup, you know, we have got these brilliant booklets about the Carbon Fast, where there's things that you can do. But also on the website, on the cathedral website, there's a button called Hot Topics. You hit that, and there's 10 really easy carbon-cutting pledges people can do.
Right, now that's very interesting. I've got one of these booklets in front of me, and amazingly, we're into week four now, aren't we? About to embark upon week four, and this one's called Seeking Justice. And the first is a quote from Amos chapter 5, "Let justice flow like a river, righteousness like a living stream." And that's very interesting. It says, "Climate change victims don't need charity as much as justice." But what does this look like for poorer communities and countries hit hardest by climate change, but who are least responsible? Now, that's quite interesting, isn't it?
It is, because a lot of people will say, well, why should I bother doing anything? I'm just one person. What about China? What about India? And to be honest, it has to start from yourself. It has to start from within. And if you love anybody else, even just one other person on this planet, do it for them. And then you start to understand a bit more about your responsibility and how you can be a better steward of our planet. But by just embarking on one pledge, like deciding to buy two meals, one of our pledges is to buy two meals a week from a local source. So it hasn't had all the food miles to travel here, all the oil that it's burnt to get here. By just doing that, you start to understand why we need to do this. And everybody needs to take a bit of responsibility in the time frame that we've got to put things right.
Yes, that's interesting, isn't it? We can all make small changes to our lifestyle, and starting here, changing what we do, will actually become a pattern for our future and our lives. And if we all do that, then it is going to make a difference, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
And for listeners who haven't been following the Carbon Fast Challenge, can you just give us an idea of, you know, what you're trying to achieve, what the diocese is trying to achieve? It's something like 40% cut in emissions, isn't it?
It is. Over the 40 days of Lent, to try and achieve a 40% reduction in gas, electricity and fuel during Lent. So during that time, everybody will be learning about things that they can do, trying to switch their electricity to buying from a renewable source. And quite often, that's as simple as ringing the 0800 number on the bill and asking them to switch it. And just making sure that they're looking at their what they're using, the electricity that they're using, by having a business resource efficiency audit, and that calculates how much energy you're using and finds so many ways that you can save carbon, of course, as well as money. There's plenty of other incentives, but that's what the initiative is about.
That sounds wonderful. And are you still running the sofa sessions, or was that last week? That was just last week,
no,
was it?
No, that's every Friday through Lent.
Oh, so fantastic.
There's plenty of opportunity. Donna, maybe you'd like to come
well,
along.
Well, actually, I will, if I can, on Friday. What time are they?
Well, they're over lunchtime. There's four over lunchtime, so between 12 and 2. We staggered some of them between sort of 1 and 3 because of people's lunch breaks. But if they come into the cathedral, we've got an exhibition there just by the restaurant entrance. Can have a look at the exhibition, and in front is a table, and people can write their name down on the slots that are available that are left, and they can come in and have a free cup of coffee with me, a beautiful fair trade coffee, and just have a chat about it all.
That sounds wonderful. I won't sadly be able to make that time because I'm sitting in for the phone in this week, but I will catch up with you at some stage because it's just fascinating. And a little bit about you then, Lucy. I mean, climate change scientist, that sounds amazing. How did you develop an interest in this sort of field of work? What's your sort of background?
My background is in waste and recycling, and I also worked for Greenpeace in New Zealand and in Greece. And in doing those things, you soon start to realise that little efforts that each individual can make will make a big difference. And there's a lot of things that we are doing because we're caught up in this world of just expecting things to happen and not looking at the responsibility of things we consume every day. So that's my work. I chose to do a degree at the New Exeter University in climate change and then a master's. And since I've been caught up in a lot of flood prevention work, which has been really exciting, and we've been clearing leaves from the drains and composting them using offenders on community payback in the local areas. And we look at all sorts of other things where we can try and help people lessen their impact on climate change and to do things, positive things, turning environmental problems into enterprising solutions. One of the things that we are also doing, if it's possible just to say, on Tuesday in Truro, we've got a meeting, it's called Trash Truro. Quite a few of us have watched a film that Jeremy Irons has made. It's fantastic. Mm. And if anybody wants to come along to that meeting on Tuesday, it's in the Pearson Room, just opposite the cathedral.
What time is that, Lucy?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, the Pearson Room at the cathedral. Actually, I know there was a showing of Trashed, actually, as part of the Inspiring Women's Network on Thursday. I meant to go, but I couldn't quite make it in the end. But, yeah, that sounds lovely. Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Yes, and we will be showing the film again in the cathedral and inviting everybody to come along because it's such an inspirational film and really makes people have life-changing experiences. It's great.
Well, that's wonderful, Lucy. Thank you very much. You mentioned the two meals, buying two local meals if we can this week and, you know, every week.
Yes.
That would be great. Is there anything else people can actually, and we can all do this week to help our carbon footprint?
Well, on Friday, in the Carbon Fast, and everybody can come into the cathedral and pick up one of these booklets, but this Friday is Buy Nothing Day. So if everything else is a blur or is confusing, at the end of the day, on Friday, maybe everybody can think about not buying anything. And in doing that, they'll start to realise how much they rely on all these different things. But just Friday, the 28th of March, Buy Nothing Day, and have a day free from being a consumer.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Great. And then on Saturday, there's a travel-free day as well. So we can all do that,
yes,
can't we?
Yes.
Yeah, if we just set our minds to it. That's wonderful. You mentioned fair trade as well. That's something else I just want to talk just a little tiny bit about.
Yes.
I know sometimes we think, oh, fair trade's a little bit more expensive. But when you think about the impact buying fair trade has on the developing countries and on the farmers, really, we all ought to try to do that where we can.
Absolutely. I was trying to buy some fair trade coffee yesterday in a shop, and I saw the manager. He was counting stock just next to me, and I said I couldn't find any. And he said, oh, well, we just don't have it. Look, we've got fair trade tea. And I said, you know, that's fantastic. So you know what it's about. Is it possible to get some coffee? And he said, yeah, no problem. And it was as simple as that. And as you said, the decision to do that makes such an impact on people's lives. And I would invite everybody just to explore and have a look. But the coffee that we have in the sofa sessions is fair trade. So anybody wants to be lured into tasting the beautiful coffee, they can come in.
That sounds absolutely lovely. And the sofa sessions, Fridays throughout Lent from 12 until 2. And you just come to the cathedral.
Yes, you come to the cathedral and write your name down. So if they come beforehand, they can pick a slot that's good for them.
That sounds wonderful.
It'd be lovely to see them.
Lovely. Lovely to meet you as well, Lucy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing all of this. It sounds absolutely brilliant. And thank you for helping us understand it all. Thank you very much. Lucy Isaacson there. Have a lovely day. 24 minutes now.